today marks 3 years since this sound was heard around the world. Members of the Occupy Wall Street movement, which took over New York's Zuccotti Park 3 years ago, protesters railed against what they saw as greed and corruption on Wall Street, but they soon had to leave Zuccotti Park and their movement fell from the front pages. Well, today the group is focusing on something else, student loan debt. Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times joins us from New York. And Cardiff, Occupy organizers announced today that they've abolished about $4 million in student loan debt through their strike debt initiative. We should say, of course, student loan debt is totaling, what, $1 trillion now. But tell us more about what they're up to today.
Yeah, I mean, so this was kind of an interesting thing. The group itself is an offshoot of the original Occupy movement. Essentially, what they're doing is they're trying to bring some publicity to their wider goal of making college cheaper and eventually, hopefully, making higher education free. And so, you know, this $4 million number, they paid about $100,000, I think, to abolish the debt of some of these debtors who'd taken out money essentially to go to these for-profit colleges, which basically just ripped them off. They're being sued now by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And so I think this is a pretty interesting example of how this group is, you know, trying to further its goals along.
But bigger picture, what is their legacy 3 years after they took over Zuccotti Park?
Sure. So this is fascinating. I mean, I think back to the early days of Occupy Wall Street. And my bottom line here is that I think they actually have quite a bit to be proud of. I mean, remember the very early days we saw these striking visual images of protesters. I think a lot of the rhetoric that came from its leaders in the early days might have struck some people as a bit extreme. And yet the spirit of what they did, I think, is totally legitimate. I think we can see that now. The idea of or the problem of income inequality is now something close to a mainstream economic topic. I mean, it's as close as it gets, really. And they put their finger on this very, very early. The idea that income inequality isn't just a problem, isn't just a symptom of low economic growth. It's something that can actively harm it. It's a problem for all of us, not just for lower income or for poor people. And I think they got after it really early. One other thing they've done is that actually they were a serious part of the debate on how to influence financial reform. I would single out the group Occupy the SEC here. They've done a lot of work. I mean, they influenced the Volcker Rule. They've got a lot of members who formerly worked on Wall Street and in finance and know their stuff. They're not just some frivolous group that doesn't know what it's talking about. I think they do a lot of things that deserve to be taken seriously. And I don't think it was obvious in those early days of Occupy Wall Street exactly what would happen. So no, it's not this one big coherent mass of people protesting or occupying the park. But I think its legacy is actually fairly impressive.
But there are some who would say they didn't accomplish what they set out to accomplish. You've still got these big Wall Street banks doing a lot of the same things that they were doing before.
Sure. And we're now kind of, I don't think celebrating is the right word, lamenting maybe the 6 year anniversary of the fall of Lehman Brothers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that Occupy members would probably be the first to tell you that they wish that financial sector reform had gone a lot further. The truth, though, is, I mean, you know, no group ever gets all that it wants. I mean, you know, Washington and the legislative process is essentially, you know, a big, you know, it's a big competition of people trying to enact change.
Right.
But I actually think that what Occupy has done, being a part of the conversation and being a serious and active participant, I still think it's something they should look back on and be impressed with.
Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times on this day, 3 years since the Occupy Wall Street movement took over Zuccotti Park in New York City. Cardiff, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.